Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
40 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
43 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Mostly clear.
44 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Partly cloudy.
41 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Partly cloudy.
38 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
34 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
36 degrees.
K8, are you 8? Mobile. K8RUH.
Good morning.
RUH, I forgot. Who is this?
This is Anthony. And likewise, I also forgot your name. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Davian, and this is making my drive. Sad day today. I got to put the fishing boat in storage, so I'm on my way over to the storage lot where they're gonna shrink wrap it and store it for me for the winter.
That is a sad day, considering it's gonna be 70 the next 3. I bet that's a real tough pill to swallow on your side.
Yeah, it's a little tough, but I want a deer hunt now, so now my brain has kind of shifted away from fishing a little bit, so I'm kind of looking forward to the distraction being gone and trying to focus on getting up north here and there now, so. And fortunately, my hunting season, the way the kids' sports schedules and that work, you know, I have a lot of days where I just drive up, hunt for the day, and drive home, because it's the only way I can get out there, so it's kind of nice the distraction's gone, now I can focus on deer.
I empathize with that statement so much. I find myself, when it comes to hobbies, I get hyper-focused on things until, like, the season ends. You know, fishing, hunting. I'm a big skier. So, like, I get hyper-focused on things and struggle to see the next thing coming until you put the last one to bed. And I totally understand the kid's schedule and how, you know, you're focused on that, yet you want to figure out a way to get your activities in. It is quite the conundrum sometimes.
Yeah, the cost of deer hunting has went up, not because I've bought any cool equipment or anything. It's just because I have to make day trips up to the cabin. You know, so by the time you gas up the truck for the ride there and back. Yeah, I was able to make it out yesterday, actually. So my son had a hockey game in Flint, so I went there, and then my wife drove home separate, and I drove up. But it was a little windy yesterday, so I didn't see any deer, but... yeah, it definitely feels like it's going to, the rut's going to start here pretty soon, because they're running around like crazy at night on my trail cameras chasing deer, so yeah, I think it's gonna start turning on here next weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it'll be this coming weekend. I know they're talking a 20-degree shift from Thursday to Friday. There's supposed to be a little bit of rain on Thursday, which is not good because it's Halloween for the kids, but it is what it is, and I think you're right. I think it's going to just overnight switch. It's going to be on fire by this weekend. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, too. It just happened to work out.
Good
My son's
morning.
Birthday is on
Zero,
November 8th, so next weekend is shot. So yeah, so I'm gonna try right after Halloween. I'm gonna shoot up to the cabin and try to get a full 3 days in. At least that's the plan right now. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen Captain Don's outdoors on the Telegram there, but yeah, there was a real nice big 8-point at my subdivision at 22 and Chainer, just standing there at the entrance when I pulled in last night. And he was confused. He was kind of wandering around in the street, didn't know what he was doing. He was clearly chasing doe.
I have not been on Telegram, I don't think, since Saturday, maybe even Friday, so I'll have to check that out. But, yeah, they're moving. I got some buddies in northern Macomb County that we hunt at their houses, and their trail cams have been firing up, and they've been out a few times. I know they're probably getting out bow season one of the last times tonight. They're headed, a couple of them are headed out to Montana elk hunting, so there goes the bow season, because I don't hunt at their properties unless they're there, so, but there's gun season. I got a couple days off for that, so we should be good to go.
Oh, wow, yeah, elk hunting. I want to do that one year. Yeah, I did hunt elk once for a week in Colorado. I hunted in an area where you can get an over-the-counter bull tag. And I see why the guides cost so much, because going to a state like that and trying to do it on your own, forget it. It's not happening. You hunt like I did, you got to plan, like, for the next 3 years you're going to go there every year and, like, learn the place, because to go there and do it yourself, yeah, it's not happening.
Oh, I bet. Hey, I just pulled up at work. I got to cut you loose. But hopefully we chat again soon. And good luck deer hunting this weekend if I don't talk to you this week. So, K-E-8-R-U-H, and I will be clear on your final.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day at work. This is KE8-TFM monitoring. This is KE8YGZ Mobile and Monitoring.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 35 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny, 42 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 57 degrees.
KE8ZHL Monitoring. KE8ZHL Clear. NADLC, NAGYU, you're on, Vic. NADLC, NAGYU. How about it, Vic? You out there? Guess not. NAGYU, clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 60 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 47 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.